Chris Morning Update, Friday, April the 14th. 那么今天的早报呢，我们从体育方面开始。那么中国的财团呢，最终以7.4亿欧元的总价码，成功收购了 AC 米兰足球队，那么也结束了 AC 米兰的贝鲁斯科尼时代。在国际方面呢，川普总统进一步推进了中美友好关系，称中国不是货币操纵国。在宏观经济方面呢，一季度中国货物贸易进出口额为26.2万亿元，同比增长了21.8%。在武汉本地新闻方面呢，武汉市政府吸引人才重大措施出台，毕业3年内的普通高校大学生凭毕业证即可申请落户。Ladies and gentlemen, AC Milan is now a Chinese football club. Today, Fininvest has completed the sale of the entire stake owned in AC Milan, equal to 99.93%, to Rossoneri Sport Investment Lux. The closing is the last step of the purchase agreement signed on August 5th, 2016, and renewed on March 24th by Fininvest CEO Danilo Pellegrino and David Han Lee as a representative.Of Rossoneri Sport Investment Lux. The terms of the agreement are the same disclosed in August and reflect an aggregate evaluation of AC Milan equal to 740 million euro, which includes the club's indebtedness equal to 220 million euro as of June 30, 2016. A 90 million euro refund of AC Milan's running costs anticipated by Fininvest from the July 1st, 2016 hit the toll add up to the valuation. The buyer also confirmed their commitment to undertake significant capital increases and liquidity injections aimed at strengthening AC Milan's financial structure. And tomorrow, Friday, April 14, the AC Milan's shareholder meeting will resolve inter alia on the appointment of the new government.Part bodies of the company. And Trump said China is not a currency manipulator, the US President Donald Trump said on Wednesday. Trump made the remarks in an interview with the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday, indicating that China will not be named a currency manipulator in the US Treasury Department report on the exchange rate policies of its major trading partners. The report is expected to be released later this week.During the campaign, Trump vowed to impose 45% tariff on Chinese exports into the U.S., triggering concerns about a possible trade war between the two largest economies. Such concerns have been greatly eased lately, especially following the first meeting between Trump and his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, in Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida last week.Both sides have spoken positively of the meeting. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said both sides reached several important consensuses and the meeting has set a constructive tone for the development of the bilateral relationship. And on China's economy, China's first quarter exports are 14.8% with imports up 31.1%.China's imports grew faster than exports in the first quarter, resulting in a 35.7% shrinking of trade surplus, customs data showed Thursday. Exports in yuan-denominated terms rose 14.8% year-on-year in the first quarter, while imports increased 31.1%. Foreign trade volume reached 6.2 trillion yuan, which is equivalent to $902 billion in the first quarter.Up 21.8% year-on-year, with a surplus of 454.94 billion yuan. Customs data reflected an improved structure of trade modes. In the first quarter, the volumes of general trade grew 23.2% to 3.49 trillion yuan, taking up 56.2% of the total volume of foreign trade, 0.6 percentage points higher than the same period of last year.Trade with some countries along the Belt and Road Initiative has registered growth. In the first quarter, China's trade with Russia, Pakistan, Poland, Kazakhstan, and India rose by 37%, 18.7%, 19%, 69.3%, and 27.7% respectively. In a breakdown of products, electromechanical products and traditional labor-intensive products remain the major export goods. Meanwhile, imports of primary commodities such as iron ore and crude oil continued to grow in both volume and price. Chris Morning Update, April 14th, Wuhan.